Sources before the the Mechupa preparation initiation. I think maybe there's some new people. to take the Mechupa initiation. So yeah, however, maybe just a little bit of introduction. So the main purpose of taking the Mechupa initiation, to get some power to show miracle or the or success business or say some power to the business or the so nothing like that. or to get power of a healer, you know, they become famous to heal, see, instant healer. That, however, this is to practice Dharma. So, Dharma, we have to get some idea of what means Dharma. Some idea. Even though the subject of Dharma is like a limited sky or oceans, you see, the Buddha's teaching, but practicing Dharma, what is really that? You see. The real meditation or Dharma. It's something to not bring suffering, but bring happiness to ourselves and to others, so that to benefit others, especially, but nonetheless. So there's a so which brings happiness, one meaning of Dharma is that which brings happiness, you see, causes happiness, you see, beyond from this life after enlightenment. So that's all that is Dharma. One minute of Dharma. With benefit means brings happiness beyond from this life. So that's one definition of Dharma. which helps you at the time of your death, the most critical life point of life, is the most dangerous, most critical. So, which helps at that time and beyond that. The other one, So that is because there's a continuity of consciousness, body and mind, you see. It doesn't stop. When the body disintegrates, when the stuff stops, it doesn't consciousness does not stop, continually consciousness does not stop. Like the, when the wax finishes, when the wax finishes, the light, for example, when the wax finishes, then light also, the flame also stops. Not like that. When the body stops, then continue the consciousness will stop. Not like that. They continue the consciousness. You see. From life to life. This present life consciousness is continuation of past life consciousness. So like that, similar, the continuous goes to the next life. By the time next life, this life consciousness doesn't exist when that happens, but continue this goes to the next life. So that exists that time. Just like yesterday's consciousness doesn't exist today, but this is the time's continuation of yesterday. Then it's continue to tomorrow like that. But when tomorrow happens, that today doesn't exist. So there's continuity of consciousness to which goes to the next life. So what rebirth will do, into the consciousness will take, suffering rebirth, or the happy rebirth, which rebirth that the consciousness will take, so that there's no third, there's only two. Either rebirth the lower realms, this rebirth of suffering transmigrated being, or the rebirth of the happy transmigrated being. They are third. One of those, you see. So that is dependent on taking the rebirth of the happy rebirth the happy the rebirth of the happy transmigrated being non-virtue, that has come from virtue, the virtuous thought, virtuous actions. and this body of the suffering transmigration, that comes from the non-virtue, it doesn't come from virtue. Like the medicinal fruit comes from medicinal fruit, a tree comes from the medicinal roots, and medicinal, the poisonous fruit plants comes from poisonous roots. So they have a total separate evolution, but totally separate different cause. that just like by planting chili, you know, when it is hot, you don't get result, you know, sweet raisin. Sweet natural raisin, you see fruit, you don't get. No matter how much you pray, you know, to receive raisin from chili, you know, it never happens. That doesn't work. It is not nature. Chili is not the cause of raisin, see. That is nature switch. And by planting, you know. So from chili comes this chili. By planting chili, you get chili, you know, which is natural hot, see. So by planting raisin, which is sweet, you get a sweet result, see. Raisin. So, from the cause, the raisin, the result will be, the fruit will be the same nature, see, in sweet. So from the virtue, a result only happiness. From non-virtue, result only suffering. So, like that. So, the future lives. Whenever you die, whenever the death happens, either today, this hour, say tonight or this hour, whenever the death happens, so it's definite that, you know, taking rebirth. See, for us. except the meditator practicing the path of meditation. These five paths of liberation, the path and the preparatory path, rising path, path of meditation, normal learning. So there are five paths to achieve cessation of all the suffering and the cause of delusion karma. The liberation that which is free forever from the samsara, from the circling. Forever free from that. So, there's five paths. So the meditator, the practitioner who has achieved the path of meditation, so that the samsari, you see, aggregates that there's no continuity to there's no continuity. There's no circling to the next. See, meditation aggregates, which is nature of suffering that. Caused by karma and delusion, contaminated the seed of delusions with nature's negative imprint. So continue to that, then circle to the next. able to remove able to remove completely the cause of delusion, the seed. So therefore, there's a cause for delusion, so impossible to rise delusion, forever. So therefore, impossible to experience suffering, samsara, forever. So that there's no continuation of that. I guess next. So except that. So anyway, So the higher Buddhist, Arya Bodhisattvas, Bodhisattva, who has achieved the path of rising path, rising path of path meditation, so those Bodhisattvas, they have totally abandoned the suffering rebirth, old age, sicknesses, and death. So, see, that. Then, all the yogis who have achieved clear their five stages to enlightenment, who has achieved the clear light of, especially the clear light of meaning, and there's a clear light of example, and clear light of meaning, and there's the illusory body, impurity body, and purity body. The meditator who has achieved clear light of meaning, and that meditator, not under the control of death. Able to overcome death. See, you know. Not under control of death, that mental. Death is under control of that mental. The mental is not under the control of death. The death is under control of that mental. So at least we have achieved. So at least we have to achieve those stages from lesser path, Hinayana path, lesser, you know, there's a, like the path, like the one which is part of meditation, which is normal learning, or the high Bodhisattva who has achieved rising path, or Kriya Yogi who has achieved the clarity, especially clarity of meaning, anything like that. Otherwise we have to reborn, again, die and reborn. Die and reborn. And where? In the, there are six realms, which is only nature of suffering. Which is the six realms. the aggregates, of human, sura, asura, hell, hungry animal, aggregates, in Tibetan called sakti nyalinji pungbos, so contaminated delusions of the seed of delusion, cause of delusions, and caused by production of the common delusions. So all the aggregates here, the six realm of the six types of beings, I guess, all only nature of suffering. You know, nature of the pervasive compounding suffering of this. pervasive compounding suffering, which is called Tibetan Khyapa Dujjigidwan. Khyapa, as often as one says in the teachings, the aggregates, you know, which is the end of the control of karma and delusion. End of the control of karma and delusion. One thing. often the sources and teachings. Also, what is said in the text, kappa, pervasive, you see. So, that's one meaning. Other one is for example, relating to the present, we have taken the human rebirth, you see, the aggregates, you see. So aggregates, consciousness, the body, the mind, and then the the collections of the body and mind. And if you live elaborate the mind, then there is aggregates of feeling, compounding aggregates, compounding aggregates. From the '51, Jim speaking the sixth the principle. The six consciousness, then the 51 mental factors. So you take out from the 51 mental factors, from 51 mental factors you take out the feeling and the cognition. The mental factors which discriminate this and that, bad and good, and so this and that, which is beautiful, ugly, all these which discriminate the objects. So, cognition. So by taking up those two, then all the rest of the mental factors, they're compounding aggregates. And then there's the consciousness. Consciousness, the sixth one, the consciousness mind, and that's what travels from life to life. I guess form, feeling, cognition, compound, I guess, and I guess the consciousness. So the body and mind, so mind. elaborating, so that the different types of that. So so this aggregates to be now. So that is a pervasive compounding suffering. pervasive, as I said, under the control of karma and delusion. So that's why. Because of that. Then why we have fear? Why the mind has to experience fear? Recently there was some question from Western person, why there's fear? Why there's fear? Fear, loneliness, depression, all this emotional thoughts, all this compassion. You see, compassion is also emotional thought. Devotion is emotional thought, but it's not negative, it's positive. It's pure mind. It's compassion to others, compassion, wishing others to be free from suffering. So that's wishing others to be free from suffering. wishing others free from suffering, and to and when it, so so then then when you take responsibility, when it's strong, when you take responsibility on yourself to not just wishing but free that actually to help yourself to that sentient being to be free from suffering. So then when you take responsibility, then that receives that compassion becomes great compassion. So of course here in Mahayana, then great compassion, you know, that you take responsibility. Not only wishing all sentient beings to be free from all the suffering causes, but you take actually the responsibility on yourself. That you are going to do it. You know. So that when you take responsibility, universal responsibility on yourself, then that time you see the compassion is bringing to your mind compassion. So the pure. So that is not that does not substitution thought. Does not stand of substitution thought. No? So pure. Purely thinking of the others. Purely thinking of the concern. Purely thinking of that sentiment of happiness. You know. To be free from suffering, you know that. So these are emotions, but not is a pure thought. It's not. You see, the devotion, all this, bring peace. When you feel strong devotion, you see, to the Dhamma Sangha, to Guru Dhamma Sangha, when you feel strong devotion, there's peace in your heart. You feel peace in your heart. Calmness, peace. Greater devotion there's unbelievable peace in your mind. Your mind, your heart is not empty. You don't feel empty. You see, your heart, you don't feel empty, you know. Something full, you see. The great peace. Mind, soul, calm. You know, and happiness. That's inner happiness. So anyway, so you see, there's so much suffering in mind. You know, fear, so much fear. So, everything's okay now. Everything's okay now. See, but you see, I might get sick, or you see, I might get sick, or, you know, I might die, or see, however, there's, so there's, fear not meeting desirable object, you know, objective desire, fear of not meeting, not receiving, not meeting, and fear, and also there's fear meeting undesirable object, enemies, you see. You know, discomfort, not receiving praise from others, you know. So you see, there's attachment to for the comfort, happiness, and there's attachment to so because of that, then there's a fear. What do you see? To meet the discomfort, you see, unhappiness, because the attachment, there's a worldly concern, attachment to the, you know, the praise, then they say, what if fear receiving criticism? Because there's attachment to receive praise from others. You see, people do in attachment to hear from people that you are nice, that you are wise person, or that you are, say, you know, whatever job, whatever things you're doing, say, you see, wise or say, you know, successful or whatever. See. So beautiful person or however you see. So there's an attachment to desire in those praises, then therefore what you fear in receiving criticism, the opposite. Saying that, you know, other people talking about your mistakes. So the management, because the attachment to the praise, then there's always worry fear to hear criticism. You see. See, that you are stupid, or that you are so selfish, or that you are, anyway. All these things, so forth, ignorant, or however ugly, or whatever is all these. Same. There's a desire in the reputation that, you know, there's so many people. So many people in the area, in the country, you know, whole world, you see, to say good things about your reputation. As there is the attachment there, then there's a or a fear of someone opposite to a bad reputation. So as there's a you know, desire in the material receiving. Birthday presents. So I mean, using this as an example. But you see, you know, the degrees or whatever. You see, the material receiving. So if there's attachment that grasping thing, then there's what if you see the. Not receiving materials, you see. The opposite, you see. Not receiving birth present, or however, you see. So forth, anyway. I'm not going to elaborate. So anyway, here you can see. Both problems. When you know, when you have attachment, you see, clinging to this life, you know, the world of concern, this these things, you see, the comforts, the shelter house, or the food, clothing, so forth. Then you see, there's also worry, fear, and the, you know, the discomfort, unhappiness. So when there's attachment to the present, what is that? Worry, fear, receiving criticism. When there's attachment to, you know, grasping the reputation, there's so many people talking good. So many people saying nice things about you. Then there's worry, fear, also the bad reputations to happen. You see, having bad reputation or worry, fears to receive bad reputation. You see, so when there's the attachment to the material receiving, then then there's orifice, you see. The opposite, not receiving. So anyway, so you can see now. So you can see here now. So you can see here both are problems, both are suffering in the life. So when there's comfort of this, it's a suffering because the suffering attachment to see grasping to that. So that's fundamental suffering. When the opposite, discomfort, unhappiness happens, this dislike toward that, so unhappy, you see. Praise, criticism, good reputation, bad reputation, the receiving material, not receiving material. So whatever in the life happens, both are suffering. Because even the four desirable objects happened, which you might call success. I succeed, successful life. People call, you see. When you achieve these four desirable objects in this life, then that's a successful life. So achieved fameness in this world, in the country, in the area, in the country. So success or the receive material. So able to make thousands, millions, or billions, success. receiving praise, success. Then I receive that they're having comfort and they see food, clothing, shelter, so forth, they are success. What common people call success. However, so even when we achieve these things, suffering. There's also suffering because clinging that. So when we attach to clinging to these things, then there's no peace in your heart. There's no peace at all. in your heart, there's no peace. Always there's something missing. If you look inside your life, your inner life, your heart. It's empty. Even though these things, the four desirable objects, did achieve, there is a dissatisfaction in the heart. There's always something missing. It's empty, you see. So like, always the life is empty. I'm not talking about emptiness, but this is not that one. Every phenomena is empty. Every phenomena is empty. Every phenomena is one in essence. So, one more thing. Why is this suffering? This world is concerned. What is suffering? This is negative emotional mind. Why is this suffering? Why is this suffering? Even you achieve those four desirable objects. the very clear, even more clear explanation. so while the successful life or achieve these four desirable objects, The other one is food clothing and food clothing, shelter, money, friend, these things. During my teaching and initiation, then there's the suffering of not getting sleep. So that's during my time of initiation and teaching. So anyway, so here, why is this? Even though we succeeded with this four desirable object, as I mentioned, you see, food, clothing, shelter, friends, money, and all these. If you examine the nature of the mind, this attachment, the clinging grasping, see, if you examine, you see, the nature is not peaceful. The nature of that mind is not peaceful. There's no peace if you examine that. some kind of attention, you know, tightness to the object. Kind of a mind that is stuck with the object. ants, you know, like the ants or the mosquitoes, you see, they got into a candle wax. And a candle wax can't spread, you see. Or the ants have got into honey, you know, stuck. So anyway, they can't, stuck. So very difficult to help, you see. So anyway, so nature of the mind is like that. Got stuck. Object is not free. So you're not free. Got stuck, you see. Like a cow. That you know, tied with the ropes, fastened, you know, to the stake, the tree, the rock, or the bird, you know, the bird leg is tied with the rope, you see, and tied with the stone, so the bird can't fly, you see, because tied with the stone, the leg is tied with the stone, you see, like that, so. See, mind, you see that mind is not free. You see, kind of stuck. You see, that must be some other word for it. So anyway, it becomes sticky, you know. So not free, you see, by that. You're not free. You didn't become so that time during those time you're not free person, like prison, you see. Like those animals, like those insects that I mentioned, you see, tied up by the attachment, you see, the subject, and not only that. So anyway, this, even when we have success in the life, this four desirable object, you see, the, so the nature of these thoughts are not peaceful. The effect of what you get during this time, the effect of what you get from this desire is not peace, is disturbing to your mental continuum, disturbing. To your mental continuum, you see. And not only that, disturbing to your mental continuum doesn't give peace. Whereas devotion, compassion, renunciation, contentment, you see, loving kindness, bodhicitta, cherishing others, wisdom, seeing emptiness, all this gives peace to you. To your mental condition, you see. And the nature of the mind is peace. So not disturbing to him, but give peace, happiness. And it purifies them, and it purifies the defilements, you see. It purifies the obscuration. You need karma. And you see, it brings to liberation, to enlightenment. Now these other thoughts, the attachment, when we say we have a success in life, the people in the world, there's attachment there, this for example object. So not only the effect which you get is disturbing your mental condition, not just to bring peace, you see. It only brings dissatisfaction. Instead of bringing satisfaction, only bring dissatisfaction, so only suffering. It only causes dissatisfaction. See, so that's the major, one of the fundamental major suffering in the life. even born as human being, even one is born as deva. You know, devasiram, who have, you see, hundred thousands, millions, greater happiness, greater sensational enjoyment than human beings. but reality that they have this this attachment and the pleasures, only causes dissatisfaction. So causes suffering, the fundamental suffering problem, you see. So because of dissatisfaction, then you engage in to get this for desirable object, then kill others, or kill oneself. It's for happiness. Kill others, and when the problem is too much relationship or something, you see that you say the separation from friend for the desired object, money or friend, you see, lost money or didn't get friend, or say, however, then when you can't handle the problem, see, when the problem is too much, then there's not much space in the mind, then very easy, the first thing to come is commit suicide. Because you don't have means, you know what to do with this problem. So too much. So the first thing that comes to come to society, you see. So that's not free will. And that's, you kill yourself because being under the control of desire and anger or this. So not with free will. The other one, so I will stop here. So the other one is, the attachment clinging to this four desirable object, you see, not only causing disturbance to the mental continuum, especially causing dissatisfaction, continual dissatisfation, the main suffering, that obscures the mind. The other top effect what you get from that, the desire and the force of object is obscures the mind. Obscures the mind to see the reality of life, reality of object. So the obscures the mind to see life and phenomena, causative phenomena, which are natural impermanence, and make obscure mind to see the natural impermanence. It obscures. It obscures, you see. So if you so By seeing the nature impermanence, then it stops attachment in, and then it help, that brings you to liberation from samsara. You see. So discovering that the nature impermanence as there are, so that the opposite, do not rise negative wisdom, such as attachment. So, so it helps to free from that, to overcome. So gradually to cease, because this realization impermanent, so control the negative emotion thoughts and desire. then it helps to realize emptiness, to realize the natural emptiness. So that ceases the cause of delusion, the seed, and that's how you able to liberation. So anyway, attachment to this is the first level of truth. So even though it succeeds, you know, but how you, the other things, it obscures mind. So alive one's own say life and the causative phenomena, you see, nature impermanence, you know, which is nature impermanence, then that the body and so forth, such as this body impure, dirty, which nature that, and then this attachment is obscures the mind to realize this is dirty, you see, and then look at it clean. See, wrong concept. Then that's how we circle continuously samsara, with these wrong concepts. That was permanence. Looking at the permanent while it's impermanent. While it's dirty, they look at it clean, you know. Pure, and then the other one, the samsaric pleasure, that was which is a temporary pleasure, doesn't last. See, it doesn't last. It doesn't increase. Where the happiness of Dharma can be increased and can complete, and you finish the work, practicing Dharma. Why is samsara pleasure? Does it increase? It doesn't last. Not only does it increase, but doesn't last. And it also becomes suffering pain. When it didn't, it's suffering pain. See? So pleasure itself. Why? Because pleasure itself is nature of suffering. So, we label the feeling which is on a nature of suffering, we label the pleasure, and that's why it doesn't not increase, and more we continually act, it doesn't not only doesn't increase, but it doesn't continue. See, even that doesn't happen. So like that. So then you put effort again and then again. This is going on. So the satisfaction. Dissatisfaction. So therefore, it's only if the samsara pleasure is only suffering nature. If you analyze, you discover only suffering. That's what the wisdom discover, only suffering. But in the view of attachment, hallucinated mind, you see, as pure as a real pure happiness, that which is only suffering, in the view of the wisdom, but in the view of the attachment, hallucinated mind, only pure happiness, real happiness. So again, this that this inner attachment cling that, another cause of samsara that makes us die and reborn continuously, see? So that, so you see, what I was saying before, the attachment, even we succeed this object, but the attachment is grasping this, why this life is still suffering, why this life, even though we call it successful life, but it's still suffering, why? Because the nature of the mind, you see, suffering, not peaceful, effect what you get is a disturbance to your mental, no peace. And on top of that, these negative emotional thoughts, this attachment, obscures the mind, obscures your mental condition, you see. So that's why I was explaining this last part, you know, how this obscures, you see, to see the, your own life in the causative phenomena, which is the impermanence, obscures to see them, look at them permanent, you see. To realize impermanence, there's the samsara pleasures, which is in the only nature of suffering, then makes to obscure to see samsara pleasures, only nature of suffering. Then look at opposite, you see, look at them, happy, pure happiness. Then the dirty, as the body is which is dirty, then look at as obscures the mind to realize that. So when that realization is not there, then the attachment, you see, look at it, you see, the wrong concept, you see, when looking at it clean, then the attachment rises. So then while it's empty, then it obscures the mind to discover the empty, you know. Has a concept, it's a wrong concept. They all has a something real in a sense existing from their side, and then again, on top of that, then, on the basis of that, the attachment arises again, so that.